Hey guys, welcome to the early morning podcast, the Tezi Cast. This is Tezi, and today we're going to be talking about the tragedy of Macbeth. We are joined by Ahmed, a professor of literature in Harvard. Hello, Ahmed.
Hey guys, it's a pleasure to be here.
Ahmed's gonna be answering some of you guys' questions about Macbeth. So first of all, let's begin with the most controversial question we've been asked yet. Ahmed, do you think that Macbeth is a monster or a tragic hero?
Well, Aristotle defined the tragic hero as a character who errs in judgment, the result of some tragic flaw, and this error leads to his own destruction. The tragic hero usually starts from a place of relative goodness, as Macbeth does. He begins the play described as a brave and valiant. His wife, arguably the person who knows him best, believes that he is full of oath, milk of human kindness. Macbeth's error is murdering his king, cousin, and a friend, Duncan. As a result of his own tragic flaw, pride, when he considers his own reason to commit the murder, his vaulting ambition, he actually decides to proceed no further in the business of killing him. It isn't until his wife wounds his pride, killing him, calling him a coward, and claiming that she would never be so disloyal as to go back on something she had sworn as he had done to this, that he relents and determines to move forward with the plot to commit vengeance. The tragedy is that a good man falls, becoming evil. If Macbeth were a monster to begin with, then killing the king and everybody else would only be in keeping with his character all along. Therefore, he is a tragic hero.
Well, moving on to the next question, Ahmed, what do you think the main theme of Macbeth is?
Well, actually, I think the main theme in Macbeth is greed and ambition.
Can you please elaborate on that?
Greed and ambition led Macbeth to commit unreasonable acts. He kills the king who is sleeping in his own home, a grievous act of inhospitality in a country in which hospitality is primary. He does this at his wife's urging to speed the witch's prophecy. He next kills his friend Banquo to protect himself and secure his power. Then he kills Macduff's wife and children in a wholly unnecessary act of cruelty, prodded by his own fear that Macduff had escaped to England and might threaten Macbeth's power. So overall, I believe that greed and ambition is one of the main themes of Shakespeare, as he acts upon it through the whole play.
Well, I absolutely understand what you mean there, Ahmed, as I've also felt that way about this particular theme. Well, moving on to the third question, do you think Lady Macbeth is good or evil?
Well, I think that Lady Macbeth portrays both images, but she's more lenient towards evil.
Well, in what ways do you think that Lady Macbeth is good?
Well, this is an interesting question because most people definitely categorize Lady Macbeth as evil. I've even heard people say that Lady Macbeth is more evil and more to blame for Duncan's death than Macbeth is to blame. This argument makes sense when you consider that Macbeth had decided not to kill Duncan, and Lady Macbeth verbally abused Macbeth enough for him to change his mind and go through with the assassination. But one thing that I think is good about Lady Macbeth is that she has ambition. So does Macbeth, and the play is making a statement about unrestrained ambition. However, the play isn't making a statement that having ambition is wrong. Lady Macbeth wants better things for her and her husband, and I think that this is a good thing. It shows that she cares about the family unit that she exists in. She isn't only selfishly concerned about herself. She is willing to do the unthinkable to achieve her goals, but simply having high goals isn't evil.
Well, I think that's going to be it for today's podcast. We would like to thank Professor Ahmed for joining us today and answering our viewers' questions.
Thank you guys for having me.
And please make sure to follow us on Facebook and YouTube and our podcast website for our daily early morning podcasts and to be updated on our next episode. And so you can also ask us questions which will be answered by next week's guests. Thank you for tuning in and have a great day.